Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In John 14 and verse 16, we read, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Remember dinner without mobile phones, voicemail, texts, and brain overload? Friends and family enjoying each other's company, uninterrupted by technology. We're a generation that's losing the art of communication and intimacy, and it's impacting the time we spend alone with God. Although Jesus preceded the high-tech age, he was in constant demand. Multitudes pursued him at all hours of the day and night. Nevertheless, the scriptures tell us in Mark 1 verse 35, "Rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." Jesus made time to be alone with his Father. It takes spiritual discipline to eliminate life's noise and racket and be still and listen. But if you practice it, you will discover a heart-satisfying intimacy and fellowship with God. Invest a few minutes reading John chapters 14 to 16 and let your spirit absorb Jesus' message. Notice he wants his disciples to have peace, and he comforts them with the assurance they're never left alone. These are blessings that he wants you to share too. So how can you find this peace and comfort? The answer? It's an inside job, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Jesus told his disciples, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Now this may be Christianity's best-kept secret, that the Holy Spirit indwells every believer and is available to provide everything we need to handle life's difficulties. The Comforter was promised by the Son, sent by the Father, and today he's ours by faith. Embrace him, trust his power, experience his peace, and follow his unfailing guidance. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.